Okay, hurry, hurry, hurry. No, go on. Oh my god, it's so wet. Quick, quick, open the door. Open it, open it. Oh my god, it's cold. It's so cold. I didn't know, okay? I had no idea it was going to rain like that. My forecast said it was going to be dry. Well, yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have gone out like this, would I? Don't even have a coat. God, it's cold. Listen. Have you got a towel or something so I can at least dry off? Yeah. Yeah. I know what the bathroom is. Okay, I can just grab one of the ones from the cupboard, yeah? Okay, thanks. Whew. Okay. Cupboard and a towel. Oh, okay. Okay, I can at least dry off my hair. Maybe I should get some of these clothes off as well. Oh, I cannot believe how wet it is. Everything is soaked straight through. Okay, I'll just take it off. I'll just take it all off. Put it on the radio to give it a chance to dry. Okay, and towel. There we go. Hey! How long have you been standing there? Okay, no, it's fine. Sorry, I know that this is your house. You can stand where you like. I just thought I'd take off the wet clothes, that's all. Take off the wet clothes, put them on the radiator, you know, and just, I don't know, just dry off with a towel. Yeah, no, the towel's fine. You don't have to put yourself out. thanks. Great minds think alike, right? Well, it's just a sweatshirt and a... Okay, thanks. Thank you, yeah, I'll put these on. Yeah, see you in a second. Thank you. Fuck. Oh my god, how much did you see? I'm standing fucking naked, like... Okay, it's fine. I haven't seen me naked before. We've known each other long enough. Okay, let's just get these on. It's so cold. That is so much better. Oh my goodness. Wait, where are you? No, where are you calling me from? Okay, now I'm coming. Yeah, I just put the clothes on the radiator and I put my shoes underneath there as well. It'll take a bit to dry off, but it'll be better than nothing, you know, and I can go home in a couple of hours like we planned. Oh, you angel, you've got the kettle on. Oh, great minds really do think alike. Yes, please, tea would be amazing. Yeah, you know how I take it. Let me get the milk. I'm a tiny bit smaller than you, aren't I? So the sweatshirt comes up a bit big. Well, yeah, I mean, the trousers are way too big. So, I couldn't do the tie tight enough. So I left it upstairs. Is that okay? You don't mind me just... Okay, cool. Well, no, I... No, okay, next time I'll leave clothes here, okay? I didn't know I was going to get soaked through. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm going to sit, because... Oh, that was staggering. Oh... I swear, when we were running, did you see that I clipped that lamppost when we came out? Yeah, I've got this ache all down my shoulder now. It's horrible. are the best. Tea and a massage? Oh, what did I do to deserve you? Yeah, go on then. No, I'm not going to complain. Free massage. Hit me, hit me. No. Oh, no, that was a bit rough. Okay, yeah, that's better. No, that is exactly where I need it. That's really good. Thank you. Thank you so much. I swear, the first time we get to go out in months and we just get rained off. What a nightmare. What? Yeah, I've been out a few times, I suppose. But I haven't really spent any time with you, have I? Yeah, I've missed you. Well, it's not my fault you're so far away. You're the one who moved. Yeah, but you've been a fixture in my life since we were, I don't know, like 5? Yeah, so as soon as I got a chance, I thought I'd come up and see you. Can you, like, look a little bit lower down on my shoulder blade? Oh, there you go. That's the one. Ah, no, it's fine. You're doing exactly what I need. Oh. Yeah, I probably am knotted to hell. I hate public transport. Yeah, well, it was worth it. Because I haven't seen you for months, and now I'm allowed to. I wasn't going to let the opportunity pass me by. I don't know. I'll check my ticket later. Probably like, I don't know, 7 or something. Oh, it's just what I need. Did you say something? No, I thought I heard you. Well, what do you mean? No, I mean, what do you mean, why would I pick you? Of course I would pick you. You're my oldest friend. Who else would I go to see? Okay, hang on, no, stop. No, just, okay, stop on my shoulder for a second. I want to look at you. What do you mean? No, you're my best and oldest friend. Of course I would come to see you when I have the chance. Who? Oh, Doug. What about Doug? Okay, So you know how lockdown has been really hard? we didn't survive lockdown. Yeah. Hey, some things are just not meant to be. I mean, he was a nice guy and everything, but I don't know, something about us just didn't click, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, there is no Doug anymore. There's just me. And me, you know, I wanted to see you. We really have known each other a long time. Okay, fine. You got me. I wanted to see you because, well, because there is no more Doug. Oh, come on. You must have seen it. You must have noticed it. You must have felt it. There's always been, I don't know, someone else, something else getting in the way. First it was Cynthia or whatever her name was, and then Cheryl, and then I started seeing that Malcolm guy, and then there was Doug, and somewhere in the middle of there's this COVID mess. There's always been something in the way of you and me being you and me. let it be that way anymore. I can't... I'm sick of things getting in the way. If anything is going to stop us being us, then I want it to be us, not some external, exterior circumstance. No, wait, where are you going? What's the matter? Am I reading this wrong? Do you not? Hey, wait, hey, look at me. You're my best and oldest friend. There's no one on earth who knows me the way you do. Who loves me the way you do. And I know it was only a second, but I saw the expression in your eyes when you've caught me upstairs. I'm not making this up. This isn't just me. It can't be. You feel it too, right? You, me. We have something. And it's about time we stopped everything else getting in the way. I love you. I said, I love you. And I'm not talking about... No, that's not what I'm talking about, okay? Not that kind of love. I mean, okay, yes, that kind of love. Of course I love you like that. I keep saying it, you are my oldest friend, but I want more than that. I want us to be us. I'm sorry. I thought I saw something. I thought maybe when you came upstairs and you caught me without any clues and you looked at me and I know you said it was only a second, but I know you. I know when you're lying to me. You saw a lot more than you're letting on, and you... Didn't you want me? Okay. I don't have any clothes. I'm gonna sit in the living room, okay? I'm just gonna go sit in there. Stupid. Why did I do that? I should have just kept it to myself. I shouldn't have said anything. I've ruined it. I've known this man for my entire life. And I've ruined it. I've spoiled it. Hey. Hi. You do? Okay. Have a seat. I mean, it's your sofa. I guess, not in recent months, but I suppose I spent a lot more time on it than you ever did. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I know what you're gonna say. I know what you're gonna say, and it's my fault. You don't have to apologize for me being an idiot, okay? I am sorry. I never should have said any of that. I shouldn't have made assumptions, and I should have just been happy with what we have. I mean, we have an amazing friendship, okay? And the last thing I want is to jeopardize that. I just thought, it doesn't matter what I thought, okay? I was wrong. I thought wrong, and I apologize. I am sorry. I never should have. Hello? Hey. Why are you? You're very close. Hi. Hi. What the hell's that? No, you idiot. I know what a kiss is, okay? I know that. What I'm saying is, why did you kiss me?
To enjoy this audio in full, please consider joining up to my private page. I promise, it'll be well.